Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to old school with DP and J.
Well, if you're feeling all right and you think you're on,
somebody let me know.
Will everybody in the place put a whistle in your face,
screaming out and say, yo,
yeah. Final segment. We've got the Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman on the line. Jay, we got about 4 minutes. I need to ask you about the game of the year. Buffalo and Minnesota.
It was the game of the year. It was probably one of the most exciting games I probably watched in quite some time. It was a physical game. It was obviously a well-coached game. Exciting game. You had some really good performances, great performances. You probably had the catch of, even top the Beckham Jr. catch. And, the Vikings made the NFL Hall of Famer Patrick Peterson came up big, twice. And, I don't think Josh Allen's in the MVP hunt anymore, but, a guy that, had been setting the league on fire. So I think it's one of those things that, it's part of the NFL. It was a weird weekend. You had the best game probably of the year, which is going to be hard to top it, along with, Jeff Saturday, who's pretty much like me and Strick, just, you leave the media booth and you go right in and coaching the NFL team, and there you go. It's extremely different, and then they go and beat the Raiders, and they're in full-blown crisis mode. Then you have the Packers, who look like they were left for dead. They end up beating the Dallas Cowboys and then making the Dallas Cowboys defense, which had been, almost dominating, not almost, pretty much dominating all year, make them look mortal. And then you had a pretty good game between Detroit and the Bears, and then you had the San Francisco against the L.A. Chargers. And everybody's on notice, and then the Rams are literally on their last lifeline. Their best player got hurt. Arizona Cardinals, when both of them had the backup quarterbacks, and now Cooper Kupp, who's probably one of the top three receivers, he's out. It looks like he's going to be out for quite some time. So the NFL is in, good hands. And, I can't forget the Dolphins either, because Jake's there. He's on cloud nine. The Dolphins with Tua, since Tua's gotten back, they look like one of the best teams in the NFL as well.
I think it's yesterday was really good for the NFL. The reemergence of some programs, some teams that have been outside of it. And we still don't have all the answers on who the best team in the NFC is. We'll find out more tonight with the Eagles and Commanders having at it, because it seems like that's a gotcha game when those two teams meet. Jay, what do you think tonight? Who you got?
Oh, Eagles are going to beat the brakes off the Commanders. that's all there is to it, I think Heineke has been the best quarterback they've had, but I think just the Eagles are rolling. They got really, really, good defensive line depth, which obviously is going to make their offensive line good. Obviously, that can, ring true here in Nebraska, which you need to improve on. So, just on the lines alone, because Chase Young, I think, is still hurt.
Yep.
That the advantage goes to the Eagles, and the Eagles will win.
All right, Jay, brother. Well, we will see you. Talk to you tomorrow. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for holding it down while I was on the bench, man. I appreciate and love you. I said that privately. I'll say it publicly. I appreciate who you are and what you do, man. It means the world to me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, that is Jay Foreman. Before we close, both being young men of Virginia, Nathan and I, our hearts are heavy with the latest news out of Charlottesville and the University of Virginia and the loss of those players under the worst of circumstances. Today, everybody's Oahu, and we stand with them and hope that that football team finds a way to heal while that community gets a chance to heal. You don't want that for anybody. And within sports, we don't want that either. Whether Hokie, Monarch, Ram, otherwise, yeah. We all stand with UVA today in their moments. Don't go anywhere. Nori, Pancakes on Monday night here, 93.7 Ticket. Don't go anywhere.